This is 5 Minute Friday!
Milton Berle said, if opportunity doesn't knock, build a door. Opportunity is everywhere, my friends. Whether you're trying to advance your career, start a new side hustle, or grow your existing business, find the partner of your dreams. There are always ways to create these opportunities. An opportunity can be in a new person that you meet. It can be a problem to solve or the solution to something you've been struggling with for a long time. It can be a simpler way to do things or a new mindset or habit or a way of looking at the world. But it can be hard to spot new opportunities if you've been stuck in a rut or you've been overwhelmed, if you've been stressed and you're unable to take a step back, a reflection beyond and see what's out there. Even if the right ones are right under your noses, it can be hard to smell them. In a moment, I want to share 3 things you can do to attract more opportunities into your life. The first thing I want you to think about when attracting new opportunities is to embrace what you've dismissed. We dismiss and reject a lot of things that could be good for us because we don't like it or we don't want to try it or we think it's going to be hard. Whatever it may be, we have a preconceived notion around this thing. We have an ideal about this thing. Whatever it may be, we brush things aside and we never even try things. We already have it in our minds that it's not going to work. The ideas, the strategies, and the people that you've dismissed, they might be the next big opportunity for you. I'm telling you, you've got to give things a chance that you don't like. For example, if you're a coach looking for more clients and you've always thought Facebook ads were a waste of time and money, or they just stressed you out because you didn't understand it, instead of being dismissive, dive into the world of Facebook ads. Have a one-on-one conversation with someone who runs ads. Read about it. Talk to people. Launch and test a few different ads for yourself and try it out. Maybe you'll get some early results. You never know until you try it. It could be a great opportunity to grow your business. So embrace what you've dismissed. This is point number 2. Change up the scenery. Now, I'm not saying you need to travel and go on some exotic adventure and move across the world in order to change your perspective. But if you're always in the same environment, you do the same thing every single day, you take the same walk around the block, you go to the same place to work out, you sit in the same couch and watch Netflix every night, then you might not be able to spot these opportunities when they come to you, and they'll eventually dry up. So immerse yourself daily. This could be in your own city. Do something you've never done in your own town. Go somewhere, explore something, meet someone new. Have coffee with someone that you've never met with. Talk to a stranger and immerse yourself in a scenery that you're not consistently in and see what unfolds when you look at things from a different perspective. And number 3 is to question things more often. I feel like as a 37-year-old, I have the mind of a child where I ask why 1,000 times a day. I feel like I ask that all the time. I never accept anything at face value. And I don't think you should as well. You'll struggle coming up with new ideas and opportunities for change and opportunities for growth if you take everything at face value. So ask yourself, is what I'm doing best for myself and for those around me and for others? Or how can I do the things I do faster, smarter, more mutually beneficial? Question everything and opportunities for improvement will appear. I'm constantly living in the question. This is what I do on my podcast, on my show. When I meet strangers, I ask questions. I try to find out what makes people light up, what people's challenges are. Those are opportunities right there. When you find what someone enjoys and what someone hates, there's opportunity to support someone and opportunity for growth in that moment. Follow these 3 steps and you'll start to see the opportunities all around you. Message me on social media at Lewis Howes and let me know that you did try these things this week. And let me know what things came up for you, opportunities that came to you, questions that you never thought of, people that maybe you looked at in a different way and connected with. Send me a message and let me know. And don't forget to go all in on your opportunities when you find them, because they're right in front of you, but sometimes we're just scared to take the chance on the opportunity. You've got to show up. You've got to put in the work and execute on your opportunities before you can reap any benefits. Still, spotting opportunities is the first step, and now you've got the tools to do it, my friend. I want to leave you with this quote from Ann Landers, who said, "Opportunities are usually disguised as hard work, so most people don't recognize them." And that's what this is all about. You can see them, but you got to put in the work to cultivate the opportunities so you can reap the rewards. I'm so grateful for you, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.